This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Facing a second straight year of deficits, North Country Hospital in Newport laid off 19 staff on Tuesday. Following that story and speaking with us about what it means for people in the Orleans County area is Robin Smith of the Caledonian Record, who joins us today for our Friday Regional Report. And Robin, thanks for speaking with us.
You're welcome.
Now, first of all, did hospital officials or people in the community see these cuts coming, or was this really an unpleasant surprise on Tuesday?
Well, I think anybody who'd been watching the healthcare industry and knew that the hospital had deficits and have had them for 2 years and was seeing some signs that they were going to have to change how they were operating, nobody there was surprised. But, you know, you're never happy to see it manifest in actual people losing their jobs.
And you're right that there's about, I think, 600 staff or so at the hospital. So 19 is a, you know, fairly significant number. How much money does the hospital say they'll be saving with these job cuts?
Well, with the job cuts, it's $1.3 million. And their goal this year, with other cost measures, conservative, you know, maintenance and other kinds of things that they can do, is to end the deficit and return the hospital to having what they called a 2% operating margin. So they need to be to end the year with, you know, $1 million or $1.5 million in reserve. So if they needed money, they'd have it.
What's been driving those deficits over the past 2 years?
Well, it's been two things: a change in how the federal state has been reimbursing hospitals, and that's declined over the last few years in Medicare reimbursements. And also, just patients aren't following through when a doctor recommends a procedure if they either don't have health insurance or they're having to pay more of the premium out of pocket. They're just not getting those procedures done. And the hospital says they're seeing a reduction in what patients are asking for.
Now, how did the hospital's board determine which jobs to eliminate and what kind of jobs are most affected here?
Well, most, except for two doctors and four clinical staff members, nurses, assistants, in two clinics, all the rest are non, what they call non-clinical. They're not nurses, they're not nurses' aides, they're in accounting and human resources and administration, that sort of thing. There's a community relations department, 1.5 people, and that's been reduced down to sort of a half person.
Now, I understand that the hospital's occupational medicine and psychiatric clinics are closing in 90 days. Is that directly related to these cuts? Or?
Yes, that's part of the cuts. Those are the doctors that are going to be no longer working for the hospital. And North Country has a wide range of clinics that's owned by the hospital. Doctors work for the hospital, but they're independent. Island Pond has a clinic that's owned by North Country, for example. So it really covers a couple of counties. And one of the clinics for sure will be covered by other services. Northeast Kingdom Human Services provides psychiatric treatment and the counseling. So anybody who needs that will be able to get that service, that agency. Occupational medicine, they said, for example, a truck driver needs to get his commercial or her commercial driver's license, and they have to have a physical every year for that. Some primary care doctors are going to get the training necessary to provide that physical.
Oh, so those other services, they'll be within range for most of these people that won't
yes,
be able to go to the clinics.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Not all, but some.
Now, has the community weighed in on this yet? I mean, what are you hearing from folks so far?
Well, the community hasn't weighed in that much. Because those people who I've spoken to were not surprised. The rest of the community, I think it sinks in and you kind of react to it. The interesting thing, though, that I found during the recession, the school districts and the hospital and its clinics were the only ones advertising for jobs in the paper. If you picked up and looked, you would see healthcare, industry, and education jobs. Now you pick up the paper, and because the Northeast Kingdom is booming, which is happy, you see lots of other kind of jobs, construction, manufacturing, office type, you know, white collar jobs, and in amongst the healthcare and education jobs. And so it's not, in the recession, if this happened then, I think it would have been traumatic.
Well, with the future impact of the Federal Health Care Act and the healthcare system in general really uncharted territory, are we likely to see more cuts at North Country Hospital?
I'd guess yes, because I don't think anybody really knows what's going to happen. The Green Mountain Care Board was here last month, had a meeting here, and the hospital executives spoke at the meeting and said, basically asked the board not to eliminate small community hospitals like North Country. And the board indicated that wasn't their job to do that. But there are redundancies, and so you start to say, well, in a big city, a 45-minute drive from Newport to St. Johnsbury, you know, you could drive from one end of the city to the other to go from one hospital to another for care. In the Northeast Kingdom, that means you got to go over Sheffield Heights, and everybody who lives up here knows what that's like in winter. You don't want to be doing it in an emergency.
Robin Smith is a reporter for the Caledonian Record. Thank you so much for speaking with us.
I appreciate it, and thanks.